News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The centre sent a reminder to West Bengal Chief Secretary Alapan Bandyopadhyay, who retired on Monday, to report to the Personnel Ministry in Delhi at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, failing which disciplinary action would be initiated against him, officials said. They said the reminder was sent after the officer failed to report there on Monday in response to an order issued by the ministry placing his services with the Government of India. Amid the political slugfest over the issue, West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee on Monday said Bandyopadhyay has retired and he has been appointed as her advisor for 3 years. She had earlier in the day written to Prime Minister Narendra Modi requesting him to rescind the centre's order recalling Bandyopadhyay and said her government was not releasing the top bureaucrat. She said the central government had asked Bandyopadhyay to report to Delhi's North Block on Tuesday but added an officer cannot join a new office without permission from the state administration. The CS got a letter from the centre asking him to join North Block by tomorrow. This is not a reply to my letter but to the CS. I have not received any reply from it to the letter which I had sent earlier today, she told newspersons in Kolkata. Sources in Delhi said necessary disciplinary proceedings will be initiated against the officer in case he fails to report in Delhi on Tuesday. A show cause notice can also be issued to him seeking his explanation as to why he did not join, a source explained. The Personnel Ministry had on May 28 sought the services of Bandyopadhyay and asked the state government to relieve the officer immediately. Bandyopadhyay, who was scheduled to retire on Monday after completion of 60 years of age, was recently given a 3-month extension. His extension was approved by the Appointments Committee of the Cabinet headed by the Prime Minister. The Supreme Court on Monday restrained Andhra Pradesh police from taking any coercive action against 2 Telugu news channels, TV5 and ABN Andhra Jyoti, for alleged sedition in showing offensive speeches of YSR rebel MP K. Raghuramakrishna Raju. The channels have filed writ petitions seeking the quashing of FIR and contempt petitions, arguing that the Andhra Pradesh police action is a violation of the earlier SC order, which restrains the arrest and prosecution against citizens for ventilating grievances with respect to pandemic issues, a report in Live Law said. The report also said that senior advocates Shyam Diwan and Siddharth Luthra, appearing for the 2 channels, contended that the FIRs were registered for publishing the statements of rebel leader and MP Raghuramakrishna Raju. A special bench headed by Justice D.Y. Chandrachur sought the response of the state government within 4 weeks on the pleas of the channels, which are charged for various offences, including the harsh penal offence of sedition. The bench, also comprising Justices L. Nageshwara Rao and S. Ravindra Bhatt, also made clear that there shall be no coercive action against the employees or the staffers of the news channels in connection with the same FIR. It is time we define the limits of sedition, Justice D.Y. Chandrachur observed. The bench of 3 SC judges expressed a prima facie view that the FIRs are an attempt to muzzle media freedom. The bench also observed that there was no need to define the scope of offences under Section 124A and 153A under IPC, especially in the context of media freedom. We are of the view that provisions of 124A, that is sedition, and 153, promoting enmity between classes, of the IPC require interpretation, particularly on the issue of the rights of press and free speech, the court said. It was alleged that the FIRs were registered against the channels for publishing the press statements of Raju. The top court had earlier granted bail to the lawmaker in connection with the same case. The bench issued notices on the petitions of the news channels and stayed coercive actions against them till the next date of hearing. After reports emerged that fugitive Diamante Mehul Choksi was caught with his girlfriend when he was in Dominica, now sources close to him have told India Today TV that the woman was not his girlfriend. Instead, she was a part of a team involved in his abduction, torture and arrest. The 62-year-old businessman had gone missing a few days back from Antigua and Barbuda but was later caught by police in Dominica. Choksi claimed through his lawyer Vijay Agarwal that he was abducted on May 23 from Jolly Harbour in Antigua and Barbuda. He further alleged that those who kidnapped him in collaboration with Antiguan officials had links to India. Choksi has also claimed that he was brutally beaten up, tortured and taken to Dominica in a vessel where he was arrested. India Today TV sources also revealed that the mysterious woman in news was staying in Antigua and met Choksi during morning and evening walks. As they became friends, she invited him to an apartment to meet her on May 23. Upon reaching, a group of people abducted Choksi and took him to Dominica, where he was held. Some photos of Choksi surfaced, which showed him standing behind an iron gate with grills, which seems to be a lockup in Dominica. Other photos showed him with a red swollen eye, bruises and injuries on his hand and wrist. Prime Minister of Antigua and Barbuda, Gaston Brown, had said that Choksi might have taken his girlfriend on a romantic trip to Dominica and got caught, as reported by Antigua Newsroom on Sunday. Earlier, top officials in the central government had confirmed to CNN News 18 that a plane has been sent to Dominica to bring back Choksi. A private plane was deliberately hired from third country. We didn't want to use an Indian plane due to technical reasons, sources further revealed. The flight was chartered from Qatar and came to Delhi on May 27. From Delhi, it flew to Madrid with Indian officials, where it halted for refueling and proceeded to Dominica. The officials are also carrying documents in case there is a need to tell court or local authorities that Choksi is an Indian citizen. Choksi is wanted in India in connection with Rs 13,500 crore bank loan fraud case. He took citizenship of Antigua and Barbuda in 2017 using the Citizenship by Investment program before fleeing India in the first week of January 2018. The scam came to light subsequently. He is facing a CBI probe. Naomi Osaka withdrew from the French Open on Monday and wrote on Twitter that she would be taking a break from competition, a dramatic turn of events for a four-time Grand Slam champion, who said she experiences huge waves of anxiety before speaking to the media and revealed she has suffered long bouts of depression. Osaka's agent, Stuart Duguid, confirmed in an email to the Associated Press that the world's number two ranked tennis player was pulling out before a second round match at the clay court tournament in Paris. The stunning move came a day after Osaka, a 23-year-old who was born in Japan and moved with her family to the US at age 3, was fined $15,000 for skipping the post-match news conference after her first round victory at the French Open. She also was threatened by all four Grand Slam tournaments with possible additional punishment, including disqualification or suspension if she continued with her intention, which Osaka revealed last week on Twitter, to not do any press during Roland Garros. She framed the matter as a mental health issue, saying that it can create self-doubt to have to answer questions after a loss. First and foremost, we are sorry and sad for Naomi Osaka. The outcome of Naomi withdrawing from Roland Garros is unfortunate, French Tennis Federation President Charles Moreton said on Monday. We wish her the best and the quickest possible recovery, and we look forward to having Naomi in our tournament next year, he said. Moreton said the four major tournaments and the professional tennis tours remain very committed to all athletes' well-being and to continually improving every aspect of players' experience in our tournament, including with the media, like we always have. In Monday's post, Osaka spoke about dealing with depression since the 2018 US Open, which she won by beating Serena Williams in the final filled with controversy. I would never trivialize mental health or use the term lightly, Osaka wrote, explaining that speaking with the media makes her anxious. I think now the best thing for the tournament, the other players and my well-being is that I withdraw so that everyone can get back to focusing on the tennis going on in Paris, Osaka wrote. I never wanted to be a distraction and I accept that my timing was not ideal and my message could have been clearer. She continued, anyone that knows me knows I'm introverted. And anyone that has seen me at the tournaments will notice that I'm often wearing headphones, as that helps dull my social anxiety. I'm not a natural public speaker and get huge waves of anxiety before I speak to the world's media. Williams was asked about Osaka on Monday after winning her opening match in the first scheduled night session in French Open history. I feel for Naomi. I feel like I wish I could give her a hug because I know what it is like. I've been in those positions, Williams said. We have different personalities and people are different. Not everyone is the same. I'm thick, other people are thin, everyone is different and everyone handles things differently. You just have to let her handle it the way she wants to, in the best way she thinks she can, and that's the only thing I can say. I think she's doing the best that she can, Williams said. Osaka has never been past the third round on the French Open's red clay. It takes 7 victories to win a Grand Slam title, which she has done 4 times at hard court tournaments. The US Open in 2018 and 2020, the Australian Open in 2019, and this February. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. And do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.